even in the last 6 months. Some people said one thing and did another, and that disappointing moment of what they didn't do. Then I see a couple things coming, and almost like a rubbing that's happening.
Okay.
Man, and the rubbing, now it sounds like metal on metal, like when, and almost like when brakes, like the brake lining was gone. And somebody wanted to do something, but they couldn't even stop themselves. That somebody you cared about, somebody you loved, just kept on going. And they couldn't stop themselves. They were beyond themselves, that there seemed to be an outside force that kept them going. And it was like, you know, metal against metal, and that there was a season when it was really hurtful. The Lord says, you're coming to the end of one, the beginning of another. He said, I sealed up a couple things, and I got two more things to seal in the next 3 months. He said, as I begin to seal them, now you're going to begin to be able to see clearly. And now I see you standing out on the edge of a lake, and I see you beginning to look into the sunrise. And the Lord says, it's been a while since you've been able to really take a good look at the sunrise. He said, get ready, because the sun is rising.
Ooh,
the sun is coming up again, says the Lord.
Amen.
Father, fresh and new. Fresh and clean. I see you with a pillar. I see you with a spark. What next? Wait a minute. Is this where I belong? Is this where it happens? You see, for a while, there's a real uncomfortable thing that's happening in you. And all these uncomfortable feelings and emotions. Because you had kind of said some things with your mouth that you were not going to take that route. That you were not going to go that way anymore. That there were some things that occurred that you said, you know what? I ain't going down that road no more. I've been down there. I ain't going there. But the Lord said that He's rubbing and moving and changing and turning in you in a way that's going to help you to learn how to yield. Because what He wants to do in you, He says, you know, you're called to the house, and you're called to a role and to a ministry and a call in the house. And He said, the enemy keep on trying to push you out and trying to make you feel like you don't fit, like you don't belong. Like that, all these little hurts and offenses that kept on coming around. And He said it was the enemy trying to push you out of place because you're called to the house. Some people are called to the world. You're called to the house. He said, now He said you're going to have to learn how to fit, how to make, how to mold again. He said, by the way, He said, it's an unusual place where I called you. A place where you didn't want to be, where you didn't want to be, where you didn't want to do. He said, now He said, some of the things you said, He said, they were almost like vows. Now might be a good time to renounce some of the things that you said and say, hey, let's start all over again, says the Lord. Hallelujah.